A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors. Two stacked rectangles contain the words homegrown pictures. They click together like a clapperboard. An orange tiger emerges from a black and white jungle. Freeze frame on a color drawing of the tiger's head. Mandalay Pictures. White letters on a black background read a Netflix original film. Homegrown Pictures Production. Mandalay Pictures Production. In association with Miss McGlashan Productions. A series of animated pencil drawings appear on pages torn from a spiral-bound notebook. The city skyline of Columbus, Ohio. A child reads a travel book. A bride embraces her groom and tosses a bouquet of red roses. Next, she stands in front of a full-length mirror, watching her pregnant belly grow. A drawing is torn in half. A child holds the woman's hand and watches a man leave with suitcases. Next, the woman flips burgers in a restaurant. She laughs with her children, then exhales in an armchair with her feet up on a footstool. A house adorned with ivy. A title appears in cursive writing, Juanita. The drawing crossfades to the actual house. A woman in her 50s exits. She pulls the door closed behind her and gives the handle an extra tug. She pauses at the top of the steps, then walks down them. She stops, pats the pocket of her overcoat, then continues down the front walk. Graffiti-covered buildings line a rain-soaked street. A bus pulls up. The woman steps off the bus. Next, she walks down a hospital corridor. She wears dark purple scrubs and a lanyard around her neck. She talks to us.
My name is Juanita Lewiston. I work second shift here at St. Pete's. Well, now they call it Fairdale Medical Center. Whatever. It's like nobody talked to me about a name change. I'm still the one cleaning up all the mess these bitches want to clean up themselves. Hey, girl.
She taps the window of a nurse's station.
Some of the patients are nice, though. Like Miss Berman here. She's sweet.
She stops at her door.
But it ain't like I love my job or nothing. It's just work. 5-6 day weeks, 2:30 in the afternoon, 12:30 at night. Hey, and it ain't like I'm sleeping and taking long bubble baths in between time, neither. Because I have a family. Hey, Miss Berman.
Hey.
In a dark apartment, cartoons play on a TV.
This is my grandbaby, Tisha. Tisha, how could you be your grandmama? That is something you don't know, is it? You do not know that. I tell you how. Let me introduce you to my daughter, Birdie. My mama told me to wait to have kids, and I did. But I should have kept on waiting. I did the best I could. Birdie, she dropped out of school, had this one at 19, then moved in here with me and Rashawn, her brother by another father. Rashawn just smart enough to where he ain't got no job, but he always got a pocket full of money. He ain't nearly damn smart enough for witness protection, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fucking ghetto cliche.
And you are my little ghetto grandbaby doll, ain't ya?
Look at Sweet Pea.
Juanita smiles softly.
Mama. Mama.
Juanita stares straight ahead.
Mama.
What?
You smiling at the TV again.
Ain't nothing wrong with smiling. I like Popeye and Sweet Pea.
No.
Oh, Tisha, you shit your britches, didn't you?
Okay, Mom, I'm going out. Can you keep her?
No. This is my only night off. Come on.
But I ain't been out in 2 days.
You ain't going out tonight neither. Come get your child.
I'm dressed.
Where the hell was Sean?
He not here. Look, she gonna go right to sleep, okay? Then you can have this place all to yourself for once. All right, I love you. I got to go.
Tisha, your mama's a hoe. You know, right?
Juanita.
Look at Blair Underwood.
On TV.
Since I met you, it's like I'm breathing from a different place. Ooh. Mm. It's like a drum.
I just want to make you happy, baby.
Blair leans toward Juanita.
Can I do that?
Outside at a bus stop, Juanita wakes after dozing off on a man's shoulder. A bus pulls up. Juanita boards the bus ahead of the man, outside the hospital.
I've been working at this place for 9 years. My take home is still $12.50 an hour. Folks be talking about, at least you got a job. Yeah, I understand that. But I ain't even got time to get down from Blair Underwood in my dreams. Vincent, Jacob, hey. So fuck me for not counting my blessings.
She walks past paramedics lounging on an ambulance. Inside, Ms. Berman smokes a joint.
Your other son.
She passes the joint to Juanita. Seated in a chair next to Ms. Berman's bed, Juanita exhales.
Randy. He fine, Ms. Berman. He in prison, but other than that, he doing real good.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Here, yeah. Okay, so has he made any new friends?
No. But his trifling brother, Rashawn, probably gonna be joining him soon. So there's that.
Well, that's great for both of them.
Yeah, they can move in together.
Yeah, and pick out curtains.
They sip amber liquid from small glasses. Later, Ms. Berman sleeps. Juanita opens the lid of a tin box. She closes a cigarette case full of joints and places it in the box along with a lighter and an ashtray. She closes the lid and picks up the box and the glasses. Juanita finds an ornate metal shoe on Ms. Berman's bed. She places it on a table.
Ms. Berman used to be a dancer.
Juanita stashes the tin box under the bed.
She's been to Europe a bunch of times.
Juanita adjusts Ms. Berman in her bed and tucks a blanket around her. Two Viking tapestries hang on the wall next to the bed.
Nighty-night.
Juanita leaves and closes the door behind her. Juanita talks on her phone in a locker room.
I get in a workout on the yard every day with some brothers that's got my back. I don't get to play ball as much because that's when I get to the library.
That's good, baby. That'll make the time go quicker.
In a prison.
Ain't nothing making time go quick in here, Ma.
Oh, I know that. But you're using the time in a good way.
Yeah, better than being a knucklehead, I guess.
That's what I'm talking about. You are a smart brother. I'm proud of you, Randy. I believe in you.
Thanks, Ma.
Listen, I was thinking that I might take a little trip. I need to go away, Randy. It's something I gotta do.
Where are you gonna go?
I don't know. But sometimes I feel like if I don't get out of Columbus, I'll lose my mind.
Damn sure know that feeling.
Do what you gotta do.
Okay. Oh, all right. I don't know when I'm gonna go, but when I do, I will let you know.
All right.
Time's up. Wrap it up. Let's go.
I gotta hang up now. Solana Brothers waiting. But you go on. And don't worry about me.
Oh, okay. I love you, man.
I love you too, Ma.
I gotta get back to work.
Juanita hangs up a phone and walks away from Randy behind a glass partition. In Ms. Berman's room.
Hey, how's...
Juanita enters. The bed is empty and stripped. The tapestries remain on the wall. Juanita looks around the room and spots the metal shoe on the floor. She bends and picks it up. She tucks the shoe in her pocket and sighs. Later, at Juanita's apartment, Rashawn holds Tisha. Bertie appears on the stairs.
What? Where are you going?
I got some ideas.
You don't even know?
I ain't decided.
Why are you tripping? That's just some bullshit.
No, it ain't. You need to get yourself a job.
A slap.
You need to look out for her and this baby.
Ma, you ain't going nowhere. This ain't real.
A slap.
The fuck it ain't? Y'all grown. I ain't gotta be up here waiting on you. You got to do for yourselves, and I do not have to tell you where I'm going or when I'm coming back. Matter of fact, I ain't gotta do shit for y'all. No more.
Juanita leaves.
Get your baby.
Rashawn hands Tisha to Bertie in Juanita's room.
Oh, shit. I still don't know where I'm going. But at that, I better start packing.
Blair Underwood reclines in his underwear on a red chaise lounge.
Juanita.
Oh, my. So?
Juanita sits next to him.
Florida?
Absolutely.
But they have hurricanes down there, Blair Underwood. And half them folks can't speak English.
See?
Subtitles. Yes, but Miami is exciting and very fish. He hands her roses.
Yes, but Miami is exciting and very sexy.
Is that what that mean, baby?
See, yes, I fell my darling mama. She slams the roses.
Don't call me mama, Blair Underwood.
Oh, right.
I ain't your mama.
Right, that's my bad, I'm sorry.
What the fuck's the matter with you?
I don't know, I don't know. All right, check it.
Blair flexes his pecs.
What? Come on. There it is.
Juanita touches his chest.
So you really think Florida's a good idea?
That I do. And speaking of good ideas...
He moves closer to Juanita.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking we might try something a little different tonight.
So...
What you think about that?
What do you have in mind, Blair Underwood?
Well, I might do a little bit of this.
Oh.
He kisses her thigh and lifts her right leg.
Uh-oh.
And then I might move this here.
He kisses her left foot.
I'm gonna work on this little bunion. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna work my way right on down the line.
Mm.
But before I go any further,
uh-huh.
There's something I need to know from you.
My safe word?
No. What I need to know is,
mm-hmm.
Can you fund me $50?
What?
No. Well, 60. 60 would be perfect.
No, I cannot front you $60, Blair Underwood.
It's not for me. You know, it's for a project I'm doing with Denzel. Parker, my neighbor. So we need some seed money for this muffin truck idea that we're developing. Now, it's a food truck, but just muffins.
Oh, no, I ain't hearing this.
Now, come on, baby, you know I'm good for it.
I don't know that.
Yes, you do. I'm here. I'm taking care of you. Come on, all I'm asking is that you take care of me some, that's all.
Take care of you?
Yeah.
You too? I got 3 grown kids by 2 deadbeat daddies, Blair Underwood.
All right, I understand. I understand you want some time to think about it.
I don't need to think about it.
That's cool. I'll be back.
When?
When you get your mind right about my proposal.
Blair leaves. Juanita's mouth hangs open. She looks at us.
You believe that shit? The only man I got just tried to borrow money from me. It ain't even real.
Juanita pulls a silk scarf off of a lamp. The red chaise lounge and romantic lighting vanish. She sits on the bed.
I know one thing. I ain't going to Miami. Matter of fact, let me just see how far in the opposite direction I can get from Miami, damn Florida.
She flips through the pages of an atlas. At night, Juanita stares wistfully at her living room, cluttered with toys. She hugs a plush rabbit to her chest and leans in the doorway. A child's blanket in pastel colors provides shelter for other plush animals. Framed family photographs line the fireplace mantel. In her room, Juanita packs items in a suitcase, considers the plush rabbit in her hand, then tucks it in the suitcase as well. At a hair salon. A hairstylist in her 40s styles someone's hair. She turns as Juanita enters wearing sunglasses and lugging a heavy suitcase. The stylist speaks to her client.
Excuse me a minute, darling.
Outside, Juanita smokes a cigarette. The stylist's brow furrows.
Where are you gonna go?
West. Towards west.
How you gonna get there?
On the bus.
You just gonna get on a bus and don't know where you're going?
I just haven't decided yet.
Are you sick? Did you catch the cancer from one of them patients of yours?
What if you get one of your panic attacks?
You can't catch cancer. Listen, my rent is paid up to the end of next month, and Birdie is going to need a job.
Birdie's been needing a damn job for a while now. Instead of sitting up there letting me wait on her.
So now she's going to have to get one. Mm. So if you want to help her and me, now's your chance.
The stylist takes a drag of the cigarette and hands it to Juanita.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
I just came to tell you that I'm going to take this trip. And I'm going to miss you. But not that much. Not at least for a while.
You think you're funny.
I am funny.
No, you're not. For real, though, what's the matter with you, Juanita?
Sean's half a thug. Birdie trying to be a hoe. And Rand is the one in prison. Randy. And I'm not doing any of them no good, and I can't. I'm just nervous and sad most all the time. Okay, Rita. There's got to be something more out there for me. So I'm just gonna go.
Kay Rita reaches into her shirt and pulls a wad of bills from her bra. She grabs Juanita and shoves the money into her hand. The women share a long, knowing look. Kay Rita stands. Juanita puts the money in her purse. The women embrace.
I'll call you.
And
me too.
Kay Rita fights back tears and pulls away from the embrace. The two women smile at each other. Juanita turns and walks away. She looks at us.
Kay always talk about how I spoil my children, and that's why they're trifling. I hate it when that hussy is right.
In a residential neighborhood, a man starts a full-start mower and cuts a lawn. Cars drive past Juanita as she walks along a sidewalk, pulling her suitcase behind her. Next, Juanita sits inside a bus station. She sets her atlas in her lap and stares at the maze of roadways. She watches people seated in the rows of metal benches around her. A man in front of her sleeps. A couple chats behind her. A few feet away, a man and woman greet each other with a kiss and a hug. Suddenly, a man in his 20s bangs on a drum. A woman passing by gives him money. Juanita looks at her atlas. Her attention drifts to the drummer. She concentrates and traces her finger along a marked highway. Her teal blue fingernail trails past several cities and lands on Butte. At a ticket counter.
I'd like a ticket to Butte.
I believe it's pronounced Butte, Montana.
Oh, okay. Then one way to Butte.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be $197.
Juanita pulls cash from her wallet.
Is it nice there in Butte?
I don't know. I don't think I've even sold a ticket from here to Butte.
I'm the first?
Mm-hmm. Do you have family there?
Oh, no. If I had family there, you still wouldn't have sold your first ticket to Butte. Thank you. Have a good day.
On the bus.
A turkey leg and some slaw.
Juanita pulls out a turkey leg in a food storage bag. She opens it and smells inside.
Still good. When you smoke them, it stays fresh.
A silver-haired woman ahead of Juanita nods. Later, Juanita sketches a bearded man's face in a spiral-bound notebook. The sketch crossfades with Randy's face.
I don't need to find Jesus, Mama.
Jesus need to find me.
Because I didn't do nothing to get here other than get in the car with one of his friends.
He don't usually carry no gun.
I wouldn't have gotten the car if I even knew he carried one.
I know, baby. Look, that's why I'm telling you, just go about the business of finding Jesus.
Oh, please.
Now, that way, you're going to be with folks that's doing that instead of bad stuff.
Time's up.
Let's wrap it up now.
I'm going to do my time my way. Y'all need to go.
I'm going to come see you. Every month, I'm coming to see you.
You ain't got to do that, Mama.
I love you.
I'm going to be all right.
The memory of a family visit to Randy in prison fades.
Louisville. Next stop, Louisville.
Juanita looks behind her at a man in a plaid shirt. He shoots her a look. The sun sets as the bus travels across the prairies. Juanita closes her eyes. A man next to the silver-haired woman slurps with a straw.
Lord, is all of Kansas this black. You must be going crazy from all them lines on the road. Somebody wake the driver.
Juanita boards the bus after a pit stop. Dusk falls as the bus pulls onto the highway. The bus travels from Dallas to Denver on an animated sketch.
Oh, hell. I'm going to need elder care before we get off this bus.
Denver, Colorado.
Oh. What?
Mountains appear on the horizon. Juanita gulps air at a stop.
Driver, help. Excuse me. Please.
Juanita stands uneasy.
I bought the wrong ticket. I needed a city like L.A., Dallas, the one where all the waiting exhale girls are from.
Phoenix. Yep.
Phoenix. Phoenix. Wait, you read waiting exhale?
You know, I live in Phoenix. Used to be people move there for the health. Not anymore.
Ooh, excuse me. Wait a minute.
You're connected in Butte, right?
I just saw that on a map, but the mountains, they're just too big. I can't go up in our mountains.
You just need somebody to talk you through it is all. Have a good trip, all right? What?
The driver leaves Juanita alone.
Oh. All right.
In a public bathroom, Juanita washes under her arms.
You get your butt back on that bus. You ain't nothing but a little punk-ass bitch.
A burly female trucker exits a bathroom stall. She eyes Juanita in the mirror.
I do what she says.
Juanita watches the trucker leave, then resumes washing. A full moon shines in the darkening sky as the bus speeds along the highway. On the bus, Juanita steps out of the bathroom. She stands at the back of the bus, twirling her hair around her finger.
Juanita.
She sways to the music and taps on a seat. She sings to herself.
My sweet Chiquita. Juanita. My sweet Chiquita. What are you up to? My Juanita. I said, Juanita, my sweet Juanita, what are you up to?
Red lights flash inside the bus. The passengers get to their feet and dance. The silver-haired woman sings along with Juanita.
What are you up to?
My Juanita.
Cause there's a fat man in the bathtub.
the blues. I hear you moan, moan, moan.
I hear you moan.
I hear you moan.
The party ends. Juanita stands awkwardly between the seats. Wide-eyed, she sits as a man exits the bathroom.
What are you up to? What are you up to?
Hey, Montana.
The bus arrives at a building with a sign that reads, Heretic Feed and Seed. The door opens. A passenger gets off. The bus pulls away. Juanita stands in front of the feed store. A fluorescent light flickers on the front of the building. Across the street, a restaurant has yellow letters on a red awning that read, Cowling's. A neon pig sign glows in the window. Juanita crosses the street with her suitcase. Inside the restaurant, a cook chops meat with a cleaver. Juanita enters. Heads turn as she walks into the dining room and sits down at a table. A large man squeezes behind her chair. The female trucker approaches.
Huh. Guess you ain't a punk-ass bitch after all.
I guess I ain't.
What's your name?
Juanita. What's yours?
Peaches.
Hey, Peaches. I'm Juanita Lewiston.
Mind if I sit?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Peaches sits.
Pot roast is decent here.
What are you having?
I have the pot roast.
No, I have it.
The server walks away from Peaches.
That girl don't approve of me.
I ain't so sure about you neither.
Well, that's all right. Still got a chance with you.
You are mistaken.
I'm just playing. Besides, you ain't my type anyway. Mind if I smoke?
They let you smoke in here?
Well, technically no, but we're in Montana. You know, folks here think they should have the right to drink, smoke, drive, and shoot a gun all at the same time. But God forbid my hand ends up in your pants or suddenly everybody's in danger. You want one?
I quit. But I am going to order a drink. Excuse me!
The young blonde server walks over to the table.
I like a cold beer and a shot of bourbon. And whatever Peaches is drinking.
Well, I gotta drive this big, hard, powerful truck through a long, wet, sleepless night. So I guess I'll have a cherry Coke.
The server glares. Her name tag reads Candace.
I got some stories.
Later, Juanita smokes.
What was the charge?
Attempted murder.
But he didn't, I mean, you just said Randy didn't know the gun was in the car.
It don't matter. The prosecutor said Randy knew the boy was in a gang. So once he got in the car, it amounted to the same thing.
What?
Look, we talking about my neighborhood, all right? Some of the kids that my kids grew up with is in gangs. Most of them ain't. Some of them carry guns, most of them don't. But as far as the police is concerned, they all suspect because they're black and they know each other. They get the young ones convicted of something, and then they don't have to go sorting niggas out at the precinct. You know, you get a rap sheet, you ain't getting a job except for with the gang. The police is putting more kids in the gangs than the goddamn gangsters. And see, white people, they don't want to believe that because it ain't happening in their neighborhood.
I believe you.
Oh, please, girl, do not get me started about right and wrong.
What, you haven't gotten started?
My shift is over.
Candace grabs Peach's cigarette.
Feel free to tip.
She clears the table and walks away.
What, for this crap?
Peaches watches Candace across the room.
Juanita, something tells me Butte was not your final destination.
No, but I hadn't planned on going further tonight.
I know a place that's a little friendlier. Why don't you let me give you a ride?
I'm right behind you.
Juanita shoots her bourbon. Juanita grabs her suitcase and follows Peaches.
Bye, darling.
Juanita climbs in the cab of Peaches' truck.
Whoa. You got a whole world up in here.
Welcome.
A whole world.
Do you like my rig?
Tonight I do.
Peach's big rig rolls out past the feed store. In the cab, Juanita yawns.
Well, if you want to float off to sleep, you can crawl back to my rack back there. Catch a wink or two.
Peaches smiles. Juanita points at her.
Juanita, I gotta ask you something, but why did you get on that bus in the first place?
Because if I'd have stayed, I'd end up hating the people I'm supposed to love. I damn sure wasn't going to Miami.
Miami?
Yeah. It's a long story. I just need a place to be on my own for a while.
Well, I think I've got you covered.
Juanita crawls into the back and sits on the makeshift bed. She sniffs a pillow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She elevates her legs with pillows and closes her eyes.
Hello, I'm Blair Underwood.
Blair presses play on a tape player. He picks up a bottle of lotion. He smiles in the mirror and checks his teeth. Juanita wears a crisp white shirt and a black lace bra.
Bam! There it is.
A label on the bottle reads, "Sexy." Blair grins.
Ladies, do you want to put some emotion into your lotion? Motion into your lotion? Then try me.
Juanita taps him.
Try sexy by me, because I'm sexy. What? I'm working here. You're in my shot now.
Your shot.
You're in my shot. Come on.
Outside, Peach's truck pulls up to a hotel. A sign reads, "Shea Paper Moon." Juanita dreams.
Wow, good morning.
Oh, sorry. I was dreaming.
Yeah, cussing up a storm, too. And a man, I presume.
He ain't real.
Juanita looks out the window.
Where is this?
She steps into the cab.
Where is this?
Welcome to Paper Moon.
Juanita gets out.
Oh, Peaches. This is the dead up sticks.
This is the place I was telling you about. Don't let the outside fool you. The cook knows what he's doing. Don't stay at the motel. Manager's a peeper. There's a boarding house up yonder. Old gal named Millie owns it. That's where I stay when I come through. Don't worry. She takes all kinds. Here's my card. I get through these parts every couple weeks or so, so call me. You know, don't. It's, you know, whatever. Hey, good luck, all right?
Thanks.
Peaches slams her door and drives off. Juanita stands alone in front of the restaurant. Her mouth hangs open as she looks around. She rolls her suitcase up to the door. Juanita enters clumsily with her suitcase. Two men at a bar turn to look at her.
Hello.
Hey.
A male server sets a table. A female server crosses to Juanita's table.
Hi.
Hey.
Coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Let me know if you need help with that.
Juanita flips a menu over.
Wait.
It's French.
Oh. Well, I just want fried eggs, crispy bacon, hash browns, and some OJ.
The special this morning is croque monsieur with capers and smoked salmon.
That don't sound like breakfast.
Or Eggs Benedict's. It's two poached eggs, Canadian bacon on English muffin with hollandaise sauce.
Okay, I don't do poached. Can you just fry them up?
We don't do substitutions.
Well, we could, but he...
Another woman stands at the table.
Can I talk to him?
Can I watch?
Mom!
The mother shrugs.
Oh, Jess?
Yeah.
Jess appears from the kitchen.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Morning. Could I please have some fried eggs, crispy bacon, and hash browns?
Our menu doesn't include that. I can offer you an Eggs Benedict.
Thanks, but I don't do poached. They don't agree with me. Could you just flip them over, fry them medium, butter the muffins, and hold the sauce?
Huh. We do have the herb omelette with andouille sausage and a croissant.
Croissant sounds good, but what I really would like is some regular whole wheat toast with my fried eggs and bacon.
Ma'am.
Juanita, Lewiston.
She extends her hand. He shakes it.
Jess Gardner, this is my place.
Oh, it's really quiet.
I don't do substitutions. So.
I ain't asking you to substitute, just rearrange the ingredients so they come out like breakfast.
A drink to that.
God, sweet music.
Mr. Gardner, I just rode 7 hours in a big truck with a lady named Peaches who speaks very highly of your cooking. I'm so tired, and I'm hungry, and I would really appreciate you frying me some eggs, please.
Ma'am, this is my restaurant. I'm not a short order cook, so...
See, that might be the problem right there. I mean, no offense, but something is wrong up in here. I mean, it's the only place for miles. It's cute as hell. Y'all should have lines out the door.
True that.
I'm establishing a fine dining experience. It takes time for that.
Well, I don't know about fine dining, but it's 7 o'clock in the morning. This here is a diner.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's making a point right there.
Yeah, you know what, Jess? You make a really good cup of coffee. There ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about that. And the crescent that you make, those are pretty damn good, too. But I think I speak for the little lady and pretty much everyone around here when I say we do not want French cuisine breakfast, period. Don't want it. And if I have to spend another winter chewing on my wife's frozen waffles, I might as well go ahead and shoot myself in the head and put myself out of misery.
Jeez, Drew, come on. I don't want that in my conscience.
Well, then deal with it.
So all of a sudden, nobody likes my cooking?
Mon ami, dis la vérité.
Jess folds his arms and shakes his head.
Oh, Juanita, since you started all this, why don't I lend you an apron?
She follows Jess into the kitchen.
Excuse me?
Or are you here on vacation?
Not really. But I don't know how long I'm staying.
Then stay as long as you like. I'll pay you on a trial basis to cook breakfast for 1 week.
2 weeks. Cash.
All right. I'll have my niece Mignon and her mother Mary show you the layout.
Fine.
Fine.
The waiter watches Juanita as she looks around the restaurant. She looks out the window at the snow-covered mountains in the distance. Mignon and Juanita stand in the kitchen.
What can I do to help?
Juanita gathers ingredients.
You go ask those guys how they like their eggs. Tell them after they ate. Go spread the word. Black lady cooking at the diner.
Okay.
Bacon, butter, biscuit for everybody.
She opens a large fridge.
Y'all got biscuits, don't you?
We've got the ingredients.
Well then. Go.
Okay.
Mignon leaves. Juanita looks around the kitchen and smiles to herself. She looks at us.
I have stepped into some shit.
Later, Juanita smokes outside.
Gotta say, nice job in there, Juanita.
Mm-hmm.
She reaches into an apron pocket and pulls out cigarettes.
Want one?
I quit.
So did I.
You shouldn't stay at that motel. The guy there likes to pee.
I'm aware.
Millie's boarding house is a lot better. Just let her know you're working with me. She'll give you a discount.
This is the biggest, littlest place I have ever been.
Juanita clings to the doorway.
It's a shame that you're scared of the outdoors.
I'll be all right.
Jess removes his white chef's coat.
Come on. I'll take you to Millie's.
Oh, you don't have to.
Just take it off. I'll take you.
Thanks.
Juanita stubs out her cigarette and takes off her apron. Jess crosses to a pickup truck. Juanita gets her suitcase. She pulls the heavy suitcase down some stairs. She knocks on the truck's window. Next, they pull up to a white boarding house in the country. Juanita gets out.
Thanks for the tasty breakfast.
You're welcome. I wish I knew how to poach an egg properly.
Well, I'd be happy to be the first to show you.
Jess watches Juanita with her suitcase.
But I'm sure you need to freshen up.
He slams the passenger door. A window decal with yellow letters reads, Shea Paper Moon. Inside.
I mix water and vinegar.
I don't care for vinegar.
Vinegar you don't taste, it's just to keep the egg together. Then I slowly turn it around and I like to plump up the egg to make it look like...
white girl's titties.
Okay. Well, we'll cover it up. Then we grab the salad.
Salad?
Yes. And then we reach for the titties.
Correct. Yes.
Dip them in the ice cold water so it stops the cooking process. And then I take it out, put it there, take off the excess moisture. You add your garnish. Voila. Bon appetit.
Same to you.
Hey.
Oh.
A woman stands in the doorway.
Be right back with the cash, Mountain.
The stout woman crosses to Juanita.
Hey. Hey. I'm the deputy sheriff around here.
Deputy sheriff?
They call me Mountain.
I'm Juanita.
Hi, Juanita.
Jess returns with an envelope.
Here you go.
I'm off duty.
See ya.
Mountain leaves.
None of my business.
Oh, I know. It's just that I've had problems with credit, and that's a long story. Try the eggs.
Juanita tastes the poached egg.
Okay. It's good.
A clock reads 5:30. An ashtray and a bottle of cognac sit on a bedside table. Juanita hits the clock. Later in the restaurant kitchen, Jess and Juanita work side by side. They cook eggs on the stove and serve plates of food. A montage of their daily routine. Jess and Juanita cook together and fill more and more breakfast orders. Juanita swirls oil in a frying pan and achieves a perfect flambé. Jess smiles. Jess carries plates of food out of the kitchen. Mignon serves customers in the packed restaurant. Juanita lays in her bed. Later at the restaurant.
Jess won't be in today.
Why not?
It's E-Day.
It's a day my brother reminds everyone he's another drunk Indian. He's what you call a binge alcoholic.
He's getting a lot better.
How you figure?
He talks in whole sentences now.
Not to me.
Well, yeah.
Wait, what the fuck's E-Day?
Desert Storm on this day 23 years ago. He won't let it go.
And what, everybody in town knows what E-Day is?
No, it's pretty a small much. Town.
I thought he might have trashed the place like he did last year, but...
Well, even he knows he can't afford to do that again.
Juanita removes her apron and tosses it on a counter.
Where does Jess live?
Juanita steps outside. She breathes deeply and holds onto a windowsill to steady herself. Sunlight filters through the trees at a rundown house in the country. Juanita walks across long grass toward the house with broken windows and a sagging front porch. Juanita steadies herself against a broken fence. She walks a path strewn with garbage. Rickety wooden steps sit in front of a boarded up door. A sign reads, "No trespassing."
Jess?
Juanita staggers slightly as she wanders.
Jess?
She looks around and follows the music.
Woo!
She spots a rundown trailer. Jess sits inside. Juanita enters.
Like I'd ever seen.
Hey.
They make things and break things.
He waves.
Just your hand.
Yes, I got a little lost.
Where's your first aid?
Jess points. Blood drips down his arm.
Won't you please?
Jesus, shut up.
Jess staggers outside. Juanita follows him with first aid supplies.
Here, I'm not going to be coming for you. Every time you lose your mind because of some guy named Eddie or whatever other shit you got going on.
How do you know about Eddie?
Apparently the whole town knows. It's like it's a holiday around here. If I'd have known, I could have slept in.
I didn't ask you to come see me. I can take care of myself.
Yeah, this is you taking care of yourself.
You don't know about anything.
I know enough to know that you ain't right.
Juanita opens a bottle of whiskey.
Look here. I've seen bodies. Boys that I've known since they were in Pampas.
She pours whiskey on the cut on Jess's hand.
Was it your fault? Did you tell them? It's clear. You can walk through. I checked. There's no live one. And 10 feet later,
Jess closes his eyes and winces.
His body parts everywhere.
Juanita lowers her head and focuses on his cut.
Eddie had my back. Should have had his.
Well, now you can't. So you gotta look after yourself. Yeah.
She holds up the whiskey bottle and pours the rest on the ground.
All right. I have to get back to work.
Wait. How did you get here?
I walked.
Jess watches Juanita walk away at Kay Rita's salon.
I done told you already I don't know where she is, and I wouldn't tell you if I did. Hello.
Kay Rita. I'm gone 5 minutes. You missed me already?
Hey, girl. What's up?
What's wrong? What happened?
Nothing. Everything's fine. Bird is fine. The baby's fine. Rashawn's still dumb as dirt.
What happened?
Talk to me.
Mama. Mama.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine, Rashawn. How are you?
Oh, you know how it is. I've been, like, thinking, you know what I'm saying?
How's that going for you?
What you thinking about, man?
For real, I'm looking to make a change and, like,
tear the game for real, you know?
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah, no doubt, for real, right? But, I'm gonna need,
you know, just, like, some dollars, you know, to help make this transition in my life, you know?
The transition from jail to bail. And that transition ain't happening.
I'm trying to talk to Mama Rita.
You're trying to go in a pocketbook.
What you're trying.
You believe this shit?
She ain't got time for that.
Let me talk.
Juanita,
He getting out the game because he got a warrant and he's scared.
No, I ain't.
Them kids still my baby, K-Rita.
You said yourself your baby's half a thug. Well, he got a choice now. He go be a whole thug or he gotta get out for real. You just gotta let this thing play out, girl.
Lights flash outside.
The police is here.
Let me talk to him.
Yeah, all right.
K-Rita hands the phone to Rashawn.
Rashawn, shut up and listen to me. I know you're scared.
And when you get inside, you're going to be even more scared, and you're not going to be thinking right. And when that happens, I want you to stop and think, what would Randy do?
And you do that. You hear me?
Now, your brother's going to be fine, and you are going to be fine. You have to keep your mind right.
You understand me, Rashawn?
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you too. I gotta go.
Rashawn hangs up the phone. Juanita leans back in a truck. Mary sits down next to Jess. Jess nods his head, then sighs. At the restaurant, customers fill the tables. The regulars sit at the bar and drink coffee.
Guys. Got it. Orders are backing up here.
Jess and Juanita work feverishly in the kitchen. The restaurant bustles. Outside it rains, puddles form, water droplets cling to berries on a bush. Later, the sun shines, water runs in a shallow river. The kitchen staff waits outside the boarding house.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Hell yeah!
Juanita, ready?
Wait. What powwow?
I'll tell you on the way, come on.
Go ahead. On the way to where? You know what? It's up in the middle of the mountains, ain't it? I know, because I looked it up on the Google.
Google.
All right. Maybe you could tweet it to us so we know how to get there.
You know what? Fuck all y'all.
Oh, listen, it's going to be fun. We're going to be feeding a bunch of hungry Indians.
And don't worry. I got your wheelie bag of bricks.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Go!
Everyone piles into Jess's pickup truck. They pull a trailer loaded with supplies. The truck speeds along a country highway. Rolling green hills extend to the tree-covered mountains on the horizon. Animals graze in a pasture. At the powwow site, poles are lashed together at one end to form cone-shaped teepee frames. Painted hides are stretched over the frames. Horses are painted on one of the hides. A flap opens at the top of the teepee. Smoke billows out. A man exits a portable toilet. Jess's truck travels across a wooden bridge. They arrive at the site.
Dusty! How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Right on. Pleasure. Where should we park?
Right on up there.
All right. I'll see you in a bit.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Dusty high-fives the server, Carl, who rides in the back of the truck. Drummers sit in a circle while food sizzles on a grill.
Keep coming.
Under a canopy, people fill their plates with barbecued meats and vegetables. Men carry leather saddles. Juanita watches as Carl stands in a cluster of men. They sweep a feather fan down over his body. Juanita wanders cautiously around the site, watching different ceremonies, rituals, and games.
Jess! Jess!
Yeah?
Jess!
Yeah.
Give me your arm.
Take me over there, please. I need to sit inside.
Okay, well, then just have a seat here. And...
No, I'm telling you, I need to go inside.
Okay.
My heart's racing. I can't breathe. Just, I can't breathe.
Just listen to the drums.
Yeah.
Feel your heart beat.
Yes.
An elder watches Jess guide Juanita across the field. He grins and steps inside a teepee. Jess ushers Juanita inside. She crumples to the ground.
Better?
Jess kneels behind Juanita and supports her. Women and men, some dressed in regalia, others in jeans, enter the teepee. Two men don feather headdresses. A woman covers Juanita's shoulders with a fringed shawl. An elder wraps a red blanket around his waist. One of the men in traditional headdress motions to Carl to join him. Carl crosses and sits next to him. The elder.
We're going to say a short prayer over you and bless you and cleanse you off. And then we'll sing a song for your spirit to heal you.
The elder shakes a gourd rattle while men in headdress play drums.
We ask the Creator to help us, to bless us and watch over you. We ask all the spirits of the earth to come and help you.
Juanita kneels in the center of the teepee. The men sweep feather fans down her back.
We ask the old people, the holy people, the ones that passed on, to come and help you.
The elder shakes the rattle around Juanita's head and down the front of her body.
So all your energy that will go inside the smoke will go into the Creator's world. So you think of all the things that will help you, all your relatives that come and help you, as we sing the song for you and call on our spirits to come in and give you a hand. Cleanse your body so you can travel in a good way. Your life will be good, and again, it's up to you to keep it that way. Thank you.
Juanita weeps. Outside, the sun sets behind the pine trees. Juanita rests inside the teepee while a drum circle starts outside. Night falls. Men sit around a large drum and pound it with long drumsticks. Men and women dance in a circle around the drum. The men and women are dressed in traditional regalia adorned with ribbons, feathers, and beads. Jess moves with the dancers. He wears an elaborate headdress made of elk hide, ermine pelts, and buffalo horns. In the teepee, Juanita stands. Juanita stands outside, hugging the shawl around her shoulders. She watches the dancers intently. Jess spots Juanita and stops in front of her. He carries a dance stick adorned with ribbons and feathers. He raises the stick up and down in front of Juanita, then continues dancing in the circle. Juanita watches Jess and smiles softly to herself. Dawn breaks. The sun peaks above the horizon beyond a cluster of trees. Jess wakes up in the back of his pickup truck. Mary approaches.
Morning.
Morning.
She pours coffee from a thermos into a cup and hands it to Jess.
Seen Juanita?
No. Wishing she was sleeping with you in your bed there?
Thought she was bunking with you last night.
Well, she was, but she's not there now, and I didn't know whether you and her had...
Jess shoots Mary a look.
It's not such a crazy idea, is it?
Jess averts his eyes and stifles a smile.
She went that away.
Jess drinks his coffee.
Thanks for the coffee.
He climbs out of the truck. The sun shines as Jess walks through the trees along the crest of a hill. He stops, rests his hands on his hips, and looks down. Next, he kneels beside Juanita.
So what's wrong?
I wish I hadn't gone this far from my kids. I miss them so much. But I wasn't doing any of them any good.
You gotta do what's right for you. Do you know what you've done for me? Look, you've helped turn my business around. And you've patched me up the other day.
Jess lifts Juanita's chin gently.
I appreciate you, Juanita.
They stare into each other's eyes.
Come on, I'll take you back. Don't want people to think you're crazy.
She scowls at Jess. He grins and helps her to her feet. At camp, bacon sizzles on an outdoor grill. Juanita and Jess walk out of the woods, arm in arm. Carl and Mignon smile at them.
What are y'all smiling for? The food that good?
Later, hides are removed from the teepee frames and rolled up. Juanita stands next to Mignon and scoops meat from a foil pan onto a bun. An auburn-haired woman approaches.
I love that hair color.
Thank you.
Jess hugs his friends as they prepare to leave. Two women wrap their arms around Juanita. Carl rolls the outdoor grill onto the trailer. Mary and Mignon help him close the tailgate. In the truck.
Oh, man.
What's up with you?
It's my shoulder. It's just out of place. Need something to rest on.
He looks at Juanita. She slides over next to him.
All right. Better not get us in a wreck. I'm going out of my belt.
We can share my seatbelt.
Mary, Mignon, and Carl climb into the truck.
Carl?
Oh.
Carl moves to the back. The truck and trailer drive away from the camp. On the road, they drive past a rural log cabin nestled in the trees. The road winds past grasslands under a blue sky. At night, in Jess's bedroom, Juanita and Jess make love. The blue light of a bug zapper glows outside a window. Jess and Juanita move together, seated on the edge of the bed. They collapse onto the bed. Later, Jess has a fitful sleep. The bug light flickers.
Jess. 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 Hey. Jess, wait.
Shh.
Breathe. Breathe. Breathe.
okay? Hey. Oh. Shh. You all right?
Oh, Anita.
Yeah?
Oh, God. Damn.
Jess sits up and covers his face with his hands.
Terrible dream.
Yeah, I got that.
Juanita sits up and holds him.
God, I could use a drink.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and get one, and I will be on my way.
Well, no, I don't want one. It just helps to say it.
No, that's bullshit. See, that's putting it on me. So when you drink, then it's my fault. I know the territory. I ain't sticking around for it, Jess.
Okay.
He puts his arm around her.
I wouldn't do that to you.
You don't know that.
That's true. I'm sorry. I do want a drink, but I'm not gonna. I want you to trust me.
I don't know if I can.
Jess nods.
Oh, that's fair. Can I make you some breakfast?
They gaze at each other. Outside.
You know, they put us together as a joke. Blackfoot Montana Indian. And the black kid from Newark.
Day breaks. Jess hands Juanita a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Before we went to the Gulf, we already had plans to work together after the army. I was gonna show them how to cook.
Jess opens the fridge and stares inside.
I think that's why I like black people.
Juanita smiles and shoots him a look.
You know, I told Randy not to get in the car with those knuckleheads. I've been telling him that since before he was old enough to cross the street by himself. And he always said, yes, ma'am, I won't. But he did. He made a mistake. So did Eddie. It's not our fault, Jess.
He serves Juanita a plate of food.
Voila, breakfast American. Bon appetit.
Thank you.
Jess sits across from her.
I like you.
He smiles and looks at Juanita.
I like you too.
But
what?
We ought to take this slow.
I don't know, Juanita. You know me, I enjoy the fast lane.
Jess, I ain't playing. I mean, I want to keep moving.
Then keep moving. I'll be here when you come back.
Bullshit.
What?
You mean that?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Well, yeah, I mean it. What? You don't believe me.
Why the fuck should I believe you? I mean, this is all nice, but drunk motherfucker in the kitchen, he ain't so nice.
And what about you always stumbling everywhere? The black woman who always has her guard up. No one's perfect, but no one wants to be alone.
I don't mind it. I took this trip to be on my own, and this certainly is not my last stop. I'm going to California to see the ocean.
And I want you to see it. But when you come back, you better take that bug out of your ass.
Maybe I will. And maybe I won't.
And I miss you already.
At the restaurant.
Hey, welcome back. Hey. Juanita, you look great.
Doesn't she?
What'd you do, get a makeover?
Wow.
No.
She enters the kitchen.
I think our secret is out.
Oh, God.
Jess turns on a radio.
Don't give me no wine or red roses.
He sings to Juanita.
Don't give me no fancy work of art.
Stop.
Don't give me no candy, no fine shabby, no brandy. Just give me the key to your heart. Yeah.
I'm not ready for all of this.
Ready for what?
This.
Juanita turns and walks away. Outside, sunlight shines through the leaves on a tree. Juanita stands next to a stream. She closes her eyes. She opens her eyes and smiles to herself as she looks around. A man appears behind her.
Mom?
Ah! Renny! What are you doing here? Did you escape?
No, I'm out on parole. You know, they had so many brothers locked up, something had to give. And, you know, I've been doing good, staying busy like we talked about, so.
Juanita throws her arms around Randy.
How did you get here?
On the bus, same as you. You know, Mountain just dropped me off from town, so.
Morning, Miss Juanita.
Oh my God. Why did you tell me you were coming?
Surprise.
I'll be damned. Oh my God.
Ma.
What?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, let's go. Oh. Hey, everybody.
You this gotta is... be Randy.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Gardner?
Call me Jess.
How you doing, Jess?
You're too late for breakfast. I can offer you coffee.
Oh,
shut up. I got you covered. I got you.
Hey, here. I got...
Randy pulls money from his pocket.
You keep five, but I'll have the rest to you when I'm able, all right?
That's all right. Long trip.
Long, yeah.
All right. This is, Drew. How's the bus ride?
Long.
You had no right to keep it a secret from me, Jess.
It wasn't my decision.
Oh, bullshit.
He didn't want you to know.
Why not?
Because he knew you'd get anxious waiting for him all weekend.
No, he knew you was buying him a ticket.
I loaned him that money. He said he'd buy the ticket himself.
And you wanted me to come out and cook for y'all all weekend.
What? Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't want to be the man to keep my black ass in your kitchen.
What? Now you're making things up.
Dragging me out in the middle of nowhere.
Drag you?
Hmm?
Juanita, there's no possible way that I can ever make you do anything.
Hey! Wish y'all go ahead and just yell at each other so I can go back to sleep. It's noisy in prison. Shit. All this whispering is what woke me up. Oh, and Ma, I told him not to tell you I was coming.
Juanita nods.
Good night.
Night.
Randy lays on a cot outside and covers himself with a blanket. Inside Jess's trailer.
Now, can we go to bed?
Juanita points her finger at Jess. He smiles and pushes it down. Juanita watches Jess walk away. She sits holding an unlit cigarette at the restaurant.
Let's try this again. All right. Okay. The vinegar and the water is to keep the egg together.
Oh, that was
twirl
good,
it around
actually.
Like the whirlpool. Okay.
Jess teaches Randy to poach an egg.
All right, just like that. That's good.
Okay.
Crack it, keep it close, because it's going to suck it in the middle. There you go.
Okay.
Voila. So keep at it, and be better than your last five eggs.
Say hi to your big mama, T.
Hey.
Go on now, say hi.
T.
I told Birdie I wouldn't go hire her if she was going to be late or lazy.
Tell your mama what you said, Birdie.
I told her, I said, I don't need no job from you, K. Rita. I got me a job at the Kroger. Yes.
Ooh,
and she won line. You got her a job. And last week, they made me assistant manager.
Damn, a manager? Oh, girl.
She quit. Well, this baby is strong.
Bye, Tisha. Bye, baby.
Birdie, Tisha, and Kay Rita video chat with Juanita.
She's doing real good, Juanita.
Maybe I ought to leave home more often.
I guess so. When you coming back?
Not for a while.
Oh, you like living in, what is it? Paper cup, paper towel, what is it?
Paper moon, fool.
Paper moon, right.
Girl, I can't even find it on the Google.
That's called, it's just little.
See, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
It's bigger than your neighborhood.
Oh, so now it's my neighborhood. Shit, you was living here 6 weeks ago, and you just go, what, living paper plate the rest of your life?
You know, look here, when Randy showed up, the black population, the paper moon doubled.
If y'all come, all the white folks just might up and move out. Then it'd just be us and the Indians. We had a whole place to ourselves.
Speaking of
Indians, tell me about Cochise.
Jess Gardner. He's nice. He's good and all that shit. But I don't want to talk about him.
Why not?
Because my trip ain't over. And if I come back here after I go to California, then we can talk about Jess Gardner.
Oh, all right.
Now, no stalling. Where was Sean at?
Elsewhere, Rashawn wears an orange jumpsuit.
Well, he out of jail. He on probation because he's a first-time offender. But he's got to do 100 hours of community service or else he's going back to jail. I don't know if he gonna stay off them corners, though. I mean, I just don't know.
I gotta believe he will. Hey, Rita, I gotta go. How I look?
Oh, you look good, girl.
Ooh.
Did you get a makeover or something?
Or something. Bye-bye, my sister.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Say bye.
Thank you.
At the restaurant.
Okay, who had the trout almondine?
Carl serves fancy pastries off a tiered silver tray.
Millsy says he caught this up in Alaska.
The men at the bar pass around a photo.
Oh, bullshit.
Mignon carries out food from the kitchen.
Hey, Peaches.
Hey, Shug. Hey, fellas, how's it hanging?
Good.
Lower and lower. Springtime fresh.
Comfy.
Hey, girl. Mary, what's the specials today?
Trout almondine, medallions with beef, and palm free, and Mediterranean smothered chicken.
All right, I'll have all of them and a Diet Coke.
Give me the chicken.
Glad to see nothing's changed.
Hiccup! Hey, Jess, you're looking nice.
Two more and a poached egg salad.
Salade de ouf, say it.
Salade de ouf. I say it for the customers.
Hell, say it to me. I love it when you talk dirty.
Oh, Lord. Ordering Mediterranean smothered chicken for Peaches.
Chicken, got it. Poulet et de bay.
Peaches walks into the kitchen.
Who's the new cook? Randy, come meet Peaches. This is Juanita's oldest son.
Well, hello, Juanita's oldest son.
They shake hands.
Oh, speaking of dates, how's my new girlfriend?
Your girlfriend?
I have to go get her. Peaches, make yourself useful. Don't forget the eggs.
Jess leaves Peaches and Randy alone in the kitchen. Peaches leans on a doorway, watching Randy cook. Outside.
Come on, woman, I got no time.
You also ain't got no manners.
Just kidding.
Juanita drags her suitcase to Jess's truck.
I don't know why, but I'm gonna miss you.
Then don't go. You know, I've been to California. All the people there are shallow.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You all deep and shit.
Hell yeah.
Jess puts his hands on Juanita's bottom and helps her into the truck. She grabs his hand. She pulls Jess close to her. They kiss. They break apart from each other. Jess closes her door.
Eyes closed.
Jess's truck pulls up and parks.
Keep them closed.
They're closed.
Jess crosses around the truck and opens her door.
All right, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah. He helps her out.
I got you.
Oh, God.
There we go.
I'm getting dizzy.
We got it. Watch out.
Ow! That's not funny. I'm not.
Close your eyes.
I'm getting dizzy.
Friends exit the restaurant.
Right. Here we are.
Jess motions for everyone to join them.
Open your eyes. Now, I will be here, and this place will be here whenever you want to come back.
Jess steps back to reveal the restaurant sign that now reads Chez J&J.
Voila, Chez J&J.
They face each other. Jess takes Juanita's face in his hands.
That's nice. It's nice.
And they will too.
Jess turns her around. Randy, Mary, Mignon, Carl, Mountain, Peaches, and other restaurant regulars cheer and wave. Jess leans in. He and Juanita share a tender and passionate kiss.
Close your eyes.
Juanita climbs into the cab of Peach's rig.
California, here we come.
Come on. Peaches, you got some precious cargo there now, so you take care of her.
Over.
Have a safe trip.
Everyone waves goodbye. Randy and Juanita share a tender smile. Mignon smiles and waves both of her arms wide. Jess slowly turns and walks away. Juanita watches out the window. Jess turns around and watches as Juanita and Peaches drive away. The landscape changes from farmhouses and lush green countryside to water crashing on a beach. Juanita walks on the beach wearing a long gauzy white dress.
I knew it! I knew if I waited long enough, you'd come back to me, Juanita.
Hey, Blair Underwood.
Hey!
He carries a champagne bottle.
Ain't it a little early for that?
Nah, it's the weekend.
It's Tuesday morning.
Okay, right. Well, it's Tuesday brunch. It's a Hollywood thing. Hey, you want some?
No.
Yeah.
No, you go ahead.
All right.
He pours the champagne into a flute and drinks.
So look here, Juanita. So this whole you and me thing ain't gonna work out no more, huh?
Nope. Not a chance.
All right. I'm good with that. Say, Juanita, you remember that cooking show I told you about?
Mm-hmm. I remember. Cooking with Blair Underwood.
Right? So we run into a little bit of what I call a cash flow problem.
I got to go, Blair Underwood.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sure.
She walks ahead of him.
Juanita?
She looks back over her shoulder.
You look really nice.
She turns back and grins.
Did you get a makeover or something?
Something like that.
Juanita gathers her long white dress in her hands as she strolls along the beach. A huge smile spreads across her face.
I give you a thumbs up, a high five. I got my deuces out. I got a big bright smile.
Credits, directed by Clark Johnson, screenplay by Roderick Spencer, based on the novel Dancing on the Edge of the Roof by Sheila Williams, produced by Stephanie Allen, Jason Michael Berman, and Mel Jones, executive producer Alfrey Woodard, Roderick Spencer, Carolyn Connor, and Clark Johnson, director of photography Luc Montpellier, CSC, production designer Eric Louis Robert, edited by Cindy Molo, ACE. Costume designer, Janelle Carruthers. Music by Kevin Lax. Music supervisor, Stephen Bray. Visual effects supervisor, George A. Lucas. Illustrations by Brian McGee. Co-producer, Patrick Raymond. Casting by Kim Taylor Coleman, CSA. Alfrey Woodard, Adam Beach, LaTanya Richardson-Jackson, Marcus Henderson, and Blair Underwood as Blair Underwood. Ashley Atkinson, Zulan Cooper. A film by Clark Johnson. Unit production manager, Caroline Connor. First Assistant Director, Mark C. Stevens. Second Assistant Director, Ruben Rios. Cast in order of appearance, Alfrey Woodard as Juanita, Bonnie Johnson as Ms. Berman, Jordan Nia Elizabeth as Bertie, Okoye White as Rashawn, Blair Underwood as Blair Underwood, Michael Jones Sr. as Man on Bus Bench, Marcus Henderson as Randy, LaTanya Richardson-Jackson as Kay Rita, Anthony Matheson as Congo Drummer, Katie Kalaki as Ticket Seller, Tabora Johnson as Passenger, Brian K. Landis as bus driver, Ashley Atkinson as Peaches, Lindsley Register as Candace, Donald Speck Campen as Old Guy, Joseph Yates as Carl, Kat Smith as Mignon, Sulan Cooper as Mary, Sam Hennings as Drew, Michael Harding as Nick, Barry Radcliffe as Charlie, Adam Beach as Jess, Elaine Miles as Mountain, Larry Ground as Pecani Holy Man Number 1, Leon Rattler as Chief of the Brave Crazy Dog Society, Dustin Walter as Pecani Holy Man Number 2, Stephanie Lee Margaret Little Mustache as Pecani Holy Woman Number 1, Shelley K. Eli as Pecani Holy Woman Number 2, stand-ins Susan Pinkney, Matt R. Stover, and Kate Tilley. Production, Associate Producer Obi Okoye, Production Supervisor Molly A. Gallagher, Production Coordinator Bernice Miller, Assistant Production Coordinator Andrew Rathbone, Second Unit Director Mark C. Stevens, Second Assistant Director Jonathan Warren, Production Finance and Distribution Counsel Lawrence Weinberg Esquire, Meredith Reed Esquire, Office Production Assistants Gene Walter, Joseph Yates, Set Production Assistants Alex Lee Bonner, Liv Carlson, Simone Warwick, Phil Rencher, Ariel Bakiki, Script Supervisor Jennifer Hines. The filmmakers wish to extend their special thanks to the following for their contribution to the making of this film. Peter Guber, Paul Schaefer, Peter Strauss, Shelley Riney, Scott Tanner, Chris Haas, Ronnie Fulton, Catherine Taylor, Monique Alvarez, Melena Bray, Paul Pesco, Michael and Marilyn Jones, Andy Edmonds, Jesse Elaine Marcus, Judy Brown, Anne Lewis, Rex the Dog, Millstone Tea Room, Karen's House of Beauty, Cowling's Barbecue, our friends at Crystal Spa, Heretics Feed and Seed, Lee Memorial Park, Petersburg Sheriff's Jail, Greater Richmond Convention Center, Blackfoot Nation, Virginia Film Office, Central State Hospital, Engine Shop, Department of Beaches and Harbors, our friends at Wasabi Sushi, our friends at the Demolition Cafe, our friends at Blind Tiger, Greyhound Bus Lines, GRTC Transit System, Petersburg YMCA, shot on location in Petersburg, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, Bedford, Virginia, Santa Monica, California. The characters, names, events, and incidents portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or to the name, character, and/or history of any person is purely coincidental and unintentional. Ownership of this motion picture is protected pursuant to the copyright laws of the United States of America and other countries and other applicable laws. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture may result in civil and criminal liability and criminal prosecution. Copyright Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC 2017. All rights reserved. A red letter N splits into a spectrum of colors.